KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union announced yesterday afternoon their preseason high school volleyball rankings for the 2012 year about to start. In Class 1A, it's Grundy Center on top of the list with Lamar's Galen Catholic, Janesville, Holy Trinity Catholic, and Tripola the top five. Stanton is number 7, East Union 8, and Bedford number 9 in the top 15 list. In Class 2A, Dyke New Hartford is ranked top on the list, and Western Christian is number 2, with Kemper Catholic 3rd, Sumner Fredericksburg 4th, and St. Albert number 5. Also in the top 15 is Trainer at number 9, and IKM Manning at number 12. In Class 3A, it's MOC Floyd Valley on top, with Mediapolis, West Liberty, Sioux Center, and Union the top 5. Red Oak also is in the top 15. They check in at number 14. In Class 4A, Bishop Heelan Catholic is on top, with Harlan number 2, Solon, Waverly, Shellrock, and Charles City the top 5. Also, Lewis Central makes the list at number 13. And in Class 5A, top half of the list includes Iowa City High, Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, Ankeny, Cedar Falls, and Urbandale. Well, the Atlantic cross-country teams will get their season underway here this weekend, but tonight they'll have their cross-country time trial event. The girls will get underway at 6 o'clock, and the boys will follow at about 6:25 this evening. The races will start on the track infield, and they'll finish on the track as well, and they'll make several loops around the school grounds. That'll give folks an opportunity to see them several times if they want to be there for the event tonight. Time trials are all a part of getting ready for the start of the season. The Atlantic boys and girls cross-country teams will be running in a meet to begin their season at Glenwood this Saturday. Well, Major League Baseball action yesterday. The Tampa Bay Rays continue to slice into the New York Yankees' lead in the American League East. The Rays picked up their 5th straight win as Jeremy Hellickson allowed a run and 6 hits over 7 innings in a 5-1 win over Kansas City. Desmond Jennings, Jose Labaton, and Elliot Johnson each had 2 hits and an RBI as Tampa Bay won for the 12th time in 14 games, pulling within 4 games of the Yankees. The Rays also lead the wild card race by 2 games over Baltimore, 2.5 over Oakland. The Chicago White Sox did the Rays a favor by downing the Yankees 9-6 as Alexei Ramirez hit a tie-breaking 2-run homer in the 7th inning, 1 inning before Adam Dunn smacked his Major League-leading 36th round tripper. Ryan Dempster allowed a run and 4 hits over 8 innings of the Rangers' 5-1 win over the Orioles. David Murphy had a pair of RBI singles to back Dempster's best start since joining Texas from the Cubs last month. Oakland is still 6 games in back of West-leading Texas following Minnesota's 7-2 triumph over the Athletics. Joe Mauer and Josh Willingham each had 3 hits and a couple of RBIs for the Twins, who kept the A's a half game behind Baltimore in the battle for the final AL wildcard berth. Also, Michael Saunders belted a pair of 2-run homers as Seattle topped Cleveland 5-3. In the National League, the Giants have regained a half-game lead over the Dodgers in the West as Madison Bumgarner struck out 10, allowing 4 hits in 8 shutout innings in the Giants' 2-1 win over the Dodgers. Pedro Sandoval provided the San Francisco runs with a sacrifice fly and a single. The Giants were within 1 out of a shutout until Hanley Ramirez homered. The Washington Nationals increased their lead in the East to 6 games over the second-place Atlanta Braves. Second baseman Dan Uggla bobbled Chad Tracy's grounder, allowing Danny Espinosa to score the winning run in the 13th inning in Washington's 5-4 win over the Braves. The Phillies slowed down the Reds' charge toward the Central Division crown as John Mayberry hit a 2-run homer and had 3 RBIs as Philly ripped Cincinnati 12-5. A former Red helped Cincinnati keep its 6-game lead over Pittsburgh as Edinson Volquez fanned 10 while allowing a run run and 5 hits over 6 2/3 innings, pitching San Diego past the Pirates 3-1. Elsewhere in the senior circuit, Giancarlo Stanton homered twice, and Jose Reyes had 4 hits as Florida hammered Arizona 12-3. Kelly Shopik's passed ball brought in the tie-breaking run in the 8th inning as Colorado dumped the New York Mets 3-1. Jonathan Lucroy homered twice and had 4 RBIs in Milwaukee's 9-5 win over the Chicago Cubs. In other baseball news, the Boston Red Sox lost an outfielder and dismissed a pitching coach on Monday. The team announced that Carl Crawford will have Tommy John surgery on Thursday. That'll end his season. Boston also fired pitching coach Bob McClure and replaced him with Randy Neiman for the rest of the season. The 60-year-old McClure became the pitching coach in December after 6 seasons in the same capacity with Kansas City. The Red Sox 4.3 team earned run average was 11th in the American League heading into Monday's games. Also in the majors, Johan Santana's next start for the New York Mets may be his final outing of the season. The left-hander will be limited to a pitch count somewhere under 100 in his start Thursday against Colorado. After that, his schedule depends on what's best for the Mets and their high-priced ace. The Philadelphia Phillies have activated third baseman Placido Polanco from the disabled list. He'd been sidelined with lower back inflammation since July 23rd. The Oakland Athletics have acquired shortstop Stephen Drew from the Arizona Diamondbacks in exchange for minor league infielder Sean Jameson. The A's announced the trade in the 7th inning of Monday night's game against the Minnesota Twins, and Drew is expected to join Oakland in time to play the middle game of the series today. He recently returned after being sidelined for nearly a year with a fractured right ankle. The St. Louis Cardinals begin a 3-game series tonight against the lowly Houston Astros. Adam Wainwright takes the hill for the Cards in that series opener against Houston's Lucas Harrell. St. Louis enters the matchup having lost 3 of its last 4 games. You can catch that game tonight here on KJAN. The pregame show at 6:20. First pitch is set for 7:15 this evening. Also in Pacific Coast League baseball last night, it was Nashville 9-1 over Omaha, while Memphis beat up on the Iowa Cubs 11-3. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Mission Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of 2 full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, the commissioner of the Western Athletic Conference says it's become apparent that the league won't have enough football members to compete after this season, and his focus now is on trying to keep the conference together for other sports. Jeff Hurd told the Associated Press Monday that it doesn't mean we've given up on the idea of football for the future, but it's apparent we don't have enough members in 2013 to play football. That means Idaho and New Mexico State will have to play as FBS independents next year. The WAC's 5 other football members, Louisiana Tech, San Jose State, Texas State, Utah State, and Texas San Antonio, will all leave next year. So the league would have to add 6 FBS programs to continue football. In NFL news, the Miami Dolphins and Tennessee Titans have announced their NFL season-opening starting quarterbacks, and they aren't the men who had the job last year. Dolphins coach Joe Philbin has chosen rookie Ryan Tannehill over Matt Moore, who started the team's final 12 games last season. Tannehill was drafted with the 8th overall pick out of Texas A&M and becomes the first rookie to quarterback Miami's season opener. Jake Locker has won the competition to become Tennessee's starting quarterback, beating out veteran Matt Hasselbeck. Coach Mike Munchak says Locker's time is now in giving the Titans their best chance to win the AFC South. Also in the NFL, Eagles quarterback Michael Vick suffered a rib injury while being leveled on a pass play in the first quarter of Monday's game against New England. Vick went to the locker room for x-rays on his ribs after being knocked down by Patriots linebacker Jermaine Cunningham. Officials say those x-rays were negative. The NFL has suspended Kansas City All-Pro linebacker Tamba Hali for the season opener against Atlanta for violating its policy on substance abuse. Hali went to his first Pro Bowl last season after recording 12 sacks. Saints linebackers Curtis Lofton and David Hawthorne are injured, and it's not clear if either will be ready for the season opener against Washington. Lofton is out with a high ankle sprain, while Hawthorne has cartilage torn in his knee. Colts receiver Austin Colley could return to the football field later this week after being diagnosed with yet another concussion. The 4th-year player was injured in the first quarter of Sunday night's 26-24 loss at Pittsburgh after taking a blow to the head from Steelers linebacker Larry Foote. Linebacker Sean Merriman has been cut by the Buffalo Bills. The one-time star pass rusher was trying to continue his career with the Bills after season-ending surgery in November to repair a partially torn right Achilles tendon that had nagged him for much of the previous two seasons. Washington Redskins linebacker Brian Arakpo and strong safety Brandon Merriweather will only miss the final two preseason games with injuries. Arakpo has damaged some scar tissue in his left shoulder, while Merriweather has a swollen and sore left knee. Kansas City Pro Bowl receiver Dwayne Bowe was on the field with the rest of his teammates for the first time since signing his franchise tender last week. That keeps alive the possibility that he could play in the Chiefs' preseason game Friday night against Seattle. A person familiar with the situation says the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to play multiple home games in London beginning in 2013. New owner Shad Khan has made it clear that he wants to play games overseas in hopes of increasing the team's brand globally. Authorities say Junior Seau had no alcohol or illegal drugs in his system when he shot himself in the chest at his home in May. The San Diego County Medical Examiner's Office on Monday released the full autopsy results for the 43-year-old former NFL linebacker, saying he used a .357 caliber unregistered revolver to kill himself. And in golf, Sergio Garcia completed a round of 4-under par 66 to win the PGA's Wyndham Championship. The final round was washed out on Sunday, forcing the finals on Monday. Garcia's 18-under was two shots better than Tim Clark, who shot a final round 67. Bud Cauley was third. He was 15-under par. This is Garcia's first PGA Tour victory since the 2008 Players' Championship. That's Jack of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.